Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jason interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, how's it going? It's Jay Stu. I'm here in sunny Port Colborne with the lovely Danielle.
And Wonder Librarian as well.
Yeah, and once again, we're very happy to be here at the annual Jace Wars fundraiser, and we're here with the founder, Aaron, again. How's it going?
It's going awesome.
Very nice day to have it on, actually.
Well, it's beautiful, until you have to be Vader, and then when he comes, I don't know if he's going to be too happy.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel bad for Vader and the Stormtroopers and people like that on a day like today.
Yeah, it's hard to recruit new guys for the Empire on days like today, but we're going
like
to Hoth later.
It's not like Hoth out here.
No. Not at all. It's like Tatooine.
Well, this year you have a few different things at the fundraiser. I read you're having a lightsaber fight this year.
Yeah. We made a call with the city last night, last minute, so it's going to be the first non-contact lightsaber.
Okay.
So it's like a miming battle.
All right.
Yeah, so it's changed a little bit, but c'est la vie for lawsuit reasons.
Oh,
yeah.
Gotcha.
So,
we don't want any deaths today at all.
No.
Lightsabers.
No deaths. No.
No death by lightsaber. That
That's not the point.
Sometimes we have a great idea, we just don't really think it through.
Nice. And we just ran into someone who's donating his hair for charity.
Too. Yeah. Every year we try doing something different, and this year we did the lightsaber battle and the donation of hair for children with cancer for wigs. And, I mean, it takes 30 hair ponies, apparently, to make one wig.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, yeah, we're hoping to get one wig today.
That's cool. And you've got all the old favorites, the bouncy house and the Death Star trench game and the indoor golf.
Oh, yeah. It works. Kids love it, so we're going to bring it back.
I got my face painted today, even though I'm not a kid, but that's okay, right?
Yeah.
It's Spider-Gwen, so.
Yeah, you and Sarah got your face painted. Trying to convince me to do it, but I don't know.
You can pull it off.
You will. You're going to be the Joker. Or Batman.
See?
A nice Batman motif.
I can see that. I can see it. Got the shades.
I guess so. So, yeah, it's been a while since we saw you. We were saying we saw you momentarily at Niagara Falls Comic Con.
You know, things like this is awesome because you get to see everybody, but you don't get to spend any time with them because it's like, hey, oh, I got to go.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So you love it because you get to see everybody, but you just don't get to spend time, and I feel bad, but... I mean, it's hard to believe. It's already 4 years that we've been working on this.
Can't believe it,
right? Like, it's crazy.
This is my first one, and I really like it.
Awesome.
Good job.
Great, man. And once again, sir, you got me the tears with your speech.
Tears, yeah. You know what? It's hard to tell the same story over and over, but we really want to focus on hope this year. And
definitely.
And, you know, we lost a little guy named Jamshed. That was who this is dedicated to today. And, you know, I just met him for like an hour, and it really changes your life. And you know, when people complain about running late for work or a spilled coffee, that's not a problem. You know, your job sucks, well, quit.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. These kids don't have a choice. And yet they're in that room and they're chasing each other with their IVs and, wow, it's just epic, right? Like,
yeah, I can imagine. Very, very touching stuff. Like, yeah, as a dad, like, I get it.
Well, yeah. You know, and until you're a dad or a mom even, like, you just, it takes a whole another level that you're just, wow. So,
yeah. So how are things going so far for you today, then?
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I woke up sick as a dog. That I always do. Nerves.
Yeah.
But everything goes off well. It's like 11:59. It just comes together, and boom. I mean, no one really knows what goes on behind the scenes. So, everyone seems to be having a good time and no complaints. So.
Well, I saw your post on Facebook where you had a picture of Heath Ledger as the Joker, and you said that was you the night before Jason.
Always. That's me. I got an idea, and I'm just like, oh, that's so serious, right? So, you got to remember that, you know, ultimately it goes on whether you're ready or not, and people are here to support you, and they're not here for the bouncy castle. They're here to help the cause, right?
Definitely.
So, I think when you put that in perspective, then everything else is just cherries on top, I guess.
Oh, definitely. Well, I mean, it's a great, great charity, man. We're, like, proud to be part of it.
Awesome. You guys, you know what? You're a big reason why we are where we are, right? Like, I mean, you guys promoted everything we did.
Oh, yeah.
You saw us grow from... basically a little family to Jace Wars, right? And we got the Geek was there day one.
I was just telling these guys that we were doing the podcast for maybe 3 months, and John Ballmer came up to us and said, hey, we're going to have a table at Jace Wars. Cool. What's that? And then I met you a couple minutes after that.
Yeah, I don't think we knew at that time. What's Jace Wars? Oh, yeah, I don't know.
It's this little thing, and now it's this bigger thing.
Well, it's been 4 years and 4 venues. And
four different locations.
That's hard because we're trying to establish, we know that we're changing every year, and it's going to change again probably.
Mm-hmm.
But poor Colburn, you outgrow it. You outgrow it. Like, I'm shocked at how big it's getting. Like, I don't know. It's getting out of control, right?
Yeah.
So we'll have to call in the Empire soon.
Yeah.
So kind of like the Catalina wine mixer of Star Wars.
There you go.
Describe
there you
it.
Go.
That's
very nice.
A rough description.
Very nice.
I love it.
Now, since we haven't seen you in a long time, I'm assuming you liked Force Awakens?
Epic.
Okay.
I swear that the fourth Death Star is going to be the one that works, though.
Yeah.
It's the fourth one. It's going to be the one.
Four.
I promise you, the next Death Star is going to be the one.
Yeah. And then the movies will end because the galaxy will be over.
That's it.
Yep. Cool. I know, stupid question that you liked it.
Oh, you know what? It was good. A little disappointed that it was almost too much of an homage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I wish they would have went a little...
But at least we like this new class, right? Like,
yeah, they're all great.
You know what? I can't complain.
They owned it.
Yeah. And I've had conversations. You know what? I think it's perfect. And it's funny because now it's three generations, right? So now the prequel guys are old.
Yeah.
Now it's a new... I don't even know what we're... Are we calling these the sequel? I don't know what we're calling these guys, but... like, my son will never know Grievous as well as we did, right?
Yeah.
Like,
he's...
Yeah.
Kylo Ren.
I want to ask a question. Who do you think is Rey's father? I like to ask that one.
That's a good one.
From day one, I always thought that it was Luke.
Yeah.
Well, before that was Han.
Yeah.
Like Han and Leia. Like, I thought she was related to Kylo, but I think they're cousins. I don't see her as Leia and Han's daughter.
Oh, okay. No, I don't think so.
Because they didn't address...
People eliminate that.
I'm like, oh.
Han didn't seem to know her very well, so that's...
Not really.
And Leia was, like, medium.
I think Luke might be too obvious.
You know what? If it's not obvious, I don't know. You know what? I really hope we get a solution. I think
it'll come in the second one. I think it'll be like, oh, I'm your father, like kind of like Empire. There'll be that moment. But who knows who's going to say that, though.
You're right.
I'd like to know what's going on with Luke. Luke is... I love how they did it, but at the same time, I hate how they did it.
Yeah.
Because you just... Give me more. Right?
You only had 2 seconds.
Me too, because it was kind of my favorite ending of all the movies. But then it's done, and he's just standing there.
Yeah. And they've never done a really... a flashback before, like they've done a force dream or force vision, but they've never done flashbacks. So I'm curious to see.
He didn't even have a line; he just had a look, really, right?
Yeah,
one
but
look.
It was so he's like, what?
It was so like, yep.
I don't know where to go. I don't know what to say. I don't. Yeah, I was just wow. Yeah.
Yeah, and then what about these standalone movies like Rogue One? Are you looking forward to those?
Obviously, looking forward to them. I mean, it's Star Wars. It's just I know what happens, so they really have to do something. Like, everyone knows. They get the Death Star plans, right? So,
yeah.
I'm really hoping that they just do something...
Epic?
Yeah.
I was kind of thinking the Rogue One pilot might be Rey's mom. Just going to say that.
Yeah, maybe.
Don't know. Read theories on it, but who knows? Probably Luke, right?
That would be, yeah. And you know what?
But
if it's not Luke, it's got to be someone probably brand new that they're going to...
That's why I was thinking
structure
the
structure everything, right?
And, yeah.
But it's just some of the movies you think... Because it's such a big universe,
mm-hmm.
some of them are like, you're doing a Han Solo movie when...
Yeah.
Like, come on, Boba Fett.
Yeah.
Give me Boba Fett, right?
Isn't there one of those too?
Well,
rumor.
Everyone talks, right? But,
yeah.
I mean, you like what you like, and you can't like it all. And
yeah.
I'm going to buy every figure and everything, no matter what, so...
I thought I read that Boba Fett's name was never even said in the movies too. Something like that.
Oh, Han said it at least once.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Boba Fett, where?
Yeah, that...
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And you still reading the comics at all, or?
Everyone. Okay. Yeah, every single one of them. I didn't get The Force Awakens Wednesday because we were planning for this one, but kind of know what happened there.
Well, a little bit.
Yeah.
Just read the first issue of Han Solo, and it was pretty awesome, actually.
You know what? I like it.
Yeah.
It's going to be one of those fun ones, right? It's not epic. It's not take it serious. It's a race. Best racer in the galaxy, right? So, it's awesome.
Cool. Well, you know what? We should probably let you get back to everything going on inside.
Yeah, I should check on stuff.
Yeah, well, thanks for having us again, man.
You know what?
We love the event. We'll be here anytime you ask
us. You know what? I look at you guys as partners, right? Because you helped me build this. And
well, I appreciate that,
man. That's awesome. And unfortunately, there's just this year where there's not enough time to stop and smell the roses. But next year, it's our big 5 years, and...
Yeah,
we definitely want to see some big things.
Make it bigger next year, too.
Yeah, we'll continue.
Have a Death Star. Have that be the venue.
I can make a few calls.
There you
go. I know a guy.
Someone's got to have one somewhere.
Well, as always, Aaron, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and thanks for a great day.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.